Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Is that a good pick, Steve Palazzolo from the 33rd team? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, Morrison's good. He hasn't played in weeks, but
So here's my draft. Player. Morrison first round, Abuka from Ohio State second round, Scadaboo third round. Your thoughts?
Oh, everybody wants Scadaboo in the third. Scadaboo. Especially after that playoff run. Everybody wants
Could
Scadaboo.
Could you imagine Scadaboo and Jalen Warren, that 1-2 punch, Steve? That's getting back to old school Steelers football right there.
Yeah, he's, unless the Lions steal him. And, you know, he's their next David Montgomery.
God, they
dude, you just can't tackle.
You know what? For Scadaboo's sake, I actually want the Lions to pick him. I want him to. It's like wanting a puppy or a rescue to go to a good home instead of like the Steelers offense.
Tyler texted in and said, Scadaboo is Ron Dane, but good.
Ooh.
You like that one, Malzi?
Ron Dane. I was a big Ron Dane fan back in the late 90s. I thought he'd be much better.
Donnie, do you remember Ron Dane?
I remember big Ron Dane.
Wisconsin.
Is Igbuka, is he a guy who can actually play outside in the NFL, or do you guys see him as a slot, Steve?
I see him more as a slot. I mean, I still have to do a little more work, you know, being more specifically on all those guys. I thought he was more of a slot, yards after the catch type of guy, what he did last night, run the seam a little bit. But yeah, I think he's more of an inside type player.
Steve, I'll give you this one. How about this as a Steelers potential draft prospect? How about that big Hoss Williams from the Ohio State defensive line? How about that mauler?
Who, Tyleek?
Yeah, Tyleek Williams.
Oh, I like him. So I've been describing Ohio State as having like 15 second rounders. Like that feels like their roster. Everybody should be going day two, basically. He's the one guy I would consider maybe late first as a really moves well, defensive tackle that is just pretty good. I think he's one of their better prospects.
When you watch these games, like the Sugar Bowl right now, do you watch them as like, I am a fan of college football, I am sitting and watching this primarily to enjoy it? Or are you like looking at it from an NFL and draft perspective? I don't know if I've ever asked you something like that.
Well, now that he's being consulted by the Jets, he needs to look at it from a
I try to do it as a fan. I try to watch more as a fan, but you know, always with an eye toward the NFL. I watch the film. I got to rely on the film after the fact, though. So I do more of my draft stuff after the fact. But I get so distracted. Every time a guy makes a play, I'm like, oh, remember that guy. Oh, remember this thing. So I'm trying to take notes. So I do a little of everything.
Steve, on the defensive side of things, what is the issue for the Steelers that has shown up in all three of these losses?
I don't know. I mean, I think part of it is you're running into some good teams. And I thought they played Baltimore great the first time around and forced Lamar Jackson into making really tight window throws. And he just made them the second time around. He missed them the first time and made them the second time. I think with Kansas City, I think you guys were probably talking about it or complaining about it at some point. It's just a bad fit. Like Brady used to do this against Pittsburgh too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You just run it. Right? Don't you just run into bad matchups? And Mahomes and the Chiefs just always seem to be a really good matchup against Pittsburgh. So I think it's a combination of good players made good plays, and they ran into good teams that, you know, faced their defense pretty well.
All right, what about Russell Wilson during this time frame here? Has he sort of, whatever you thought about him before this three-game stretch, has it appreciably changed now that you've watched him in this three-game stretch?
Obviously, there's been some bad turnovers in there, bad plays at bad times, but I kept describing him all year to you guys as raising the ceiling of the offense. That's kind of like my cop-out for, hey, in any given week, they're going to score 35 or 40, and you're going to be real excited about it. But it's also, in any given week, you know, they could be the same old Steelers offense. So feel the same way going into the playoffs here. If Russ hits a couple of those downfield throws, if you have a healthy George Pickens that you're relying on, the ceiling is high. But I don't trust Russ more than the other AFC quarterbacks, and never really did, even when they were, you know, rolling in the middle of the season.
George is going to punt here facing a 4th and 21. They ruled it a fumble after Stockton's arm got hurt on a rush here. So Notre Dame's going to get the ball for the first time. Steve, along those lines, what would you need to see Russell Wilson do the remainder of the season to feel good about bringing him back next year?
I mean, if he went on an epic playoff run to the AFC Championship and competed with Kansas City, then you'd consider if he played like Sam Darnold.
So how about, you know, short of that, what would you do?
Oh, man. I mean, I think the way the Steelers bought, you just played like the really cheap QB room, they might want to do that again. You know, do you go get Kirk Cousins on the cheap next year?
I brought that up to Malzi, and he made a noise like the one you just heard.
Yeah, just
he was revulsed by it. Repulsed by it.
Like when you just feel like a little bile come up from your stomach, Steve, and you're like, oh, am I going to throw up? Am I getting sick? And then you go, not quite. He can't run play action because he can't move, and that's the only thing he's good at.
He'll be 2 years removed from the Achilles injury. You watch, him and Rodgers are going to be moving around like spring chickens next year, coming off the Achilles, one extra year.
Well, maybe they could bring Rodgers in, because I think at least
Mike Florio put that out
into the world. And then
your boy Mike Florio, Steve.
Pony photoshopped him right into a number 12 Steelers jersey, which had people foaming at the mouth that they would give away Bradshaw's number to Aaron Rodgers.
My problem with the whole Rodgers thing is, as a play-by-play, care-about-all-the-plays analyst, obviously Rodgers has brought some baggage on top of his play, because I don't think he's been awful playing this year.
Interesting.
But clearly, everything else he brought to the table, it's his offense, it's his people, it's all failed, and that's really tough to invest in.
I'm sure I'll ask you this question again, but do you think if the Vikings are really serious about just moving on from Darnold and going with J.J. McCarthy next year, do you think that's a good $40 million a year investment for the Steelers to make?
I'm more in that camp now than ever before. I'll say that. It would be a little scary having Darnold without Kevin O'Connell, but he does look like a completely different player. He doesn't have the same playmakers, right? He's got the best group of receivers. He's got a great play caller. And now Kevin O'Connell, who we've seen, elevates everybody around him. So it'd be a little bit riskier, but Darnold's really impressed me. So I would not hate that as a move if he's available.
What do you think T. Higgins is going to get in free agency?
I'm starting to believe he's staying in Cincinnati, and he's in that second tier of wide receiver 130-ish range, and Cincinnati's going to try to figure out how to pay Chase 35 and him 30, which a few years ago was like the Chargers paid over 20 to both Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. This would be like a new...
Well, look at Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown.
Devontae and A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yep.
So I think Cincinnati's going to try to find a way to do it at 28 to 30, Chase at 35, Burrow, they just keep moving his money around and they build around those three.
If he doesn't stay in Cincinnati, do you see him, like, is he a pure wide receiver one to you, or is he a one, if he's got Chase around him? Like, how do you actually view him as a top blank wide receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, he's probably the lower end of a one. Mike Evans-ish, you know, like Mike Evans gets a lot of credit for having 1,000 yards every year, but at any given point, has Mike Evans been top 8 or 10 receiver in the league? Maybe close, but I think that's Higgins. And then you look at what New England might want to give up, and some other teams who are absolutely desperate, they'll treat him as a one, and I think Higgins is capable of carrying.
Would you put him ahead of Pickens?
I mean, you have to factor in some of the other stuff that's gone on here, the off field and you got to factor that in a little bit. On field, I think he might be a tick better, a little bit more little bit more versatile.
How many wide receivers in the NFL would you take right now over Jeremiah Smith?
Oh, boy. Like five?
That's Chase, it. Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb. I start running out of names after those three.
A.J. Brown, that's it. I mean, that's literally it.
He's so all good.
He is.
He's an alien,
he's all
dude.
Those guys. He's right there with all those guys. He's so good. Do you see my tweet yesterday? Like, literally my whole timeline. He reminds me of Andre Johnson. He reminds me of Randy Moss. He reminds me of Jerry Rice.
Terrell
it's like
Owens.
Every, yeah, Terrell Owens. He's every great receiver in history rolled into one.
Do you think the Steelers will beat the Bengals on Saturday, Steve?
I picked the Bengals on the podcast, so I think Cincinnati pulls it off with everything on the line and Burrow getting all superhuman on it. I don't know if it ends up mattering because I think Denver ends up winning, but I'll say the Bengals win this weekend.
Will the Steelers win another game before September of 2025?
So that would put them where in the first round? In Baltimore?
Not
yes.
Most likely.
Yeah.
I'll say no.
Unless the Chargers lost to the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Chargers, everybody wants that 5 seed. I know you guys would want that 5 seed. If they play the Texans, they'll win a game. They'll beat the Texans if they play them.
Steve, I'll let you get back to watching Notre Dame, Georgia. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.